At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello and welcome to episode 748 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Fade the Public Friday, everyone. The weekend is in sight. Tomorrow begins one of my favorite weekends of the year. So stay tuned. Second half of the pod, I'm going to give you my two official best bets for the divisional round weekend of the NFL. Of course, we got a lot going on. Looking back toward yesterday, guys, how about the fourth straight winning day? 5-3 plus 0.43 units. You love to see it. Again, talk about all the time, but when you are a data-driven contrarian bettor, the whole point of betting is, to me, to just grind. Whether you can, you know, stack one unit, two units, five units, whatever it may be, 0.06 units, I think, on, what was it, Monday? Doesn't matter. Anything in the green, we will take it and we will move on. We'll learn from our mistakes. We'll lean on our strengths, work on our weaknesses. But we did it again last night. 5-3 plus 0.43 units. The rough part was NHL, 1-3. I don't remember the last 1-3 night I had in the NHL. Got the Caps, lost the Kings, lost Philly and Columbus. Isn't it great having two straight nights of a NHL team blowing a 3-0 lead? So, CBJ, you're in timeout. But Hoops was great. Hoops led us to a winning night. We got a great one there with the Phoenix over. Got a little dicey there in the NBA, but another non-conference over cashed for us. Also, you look at Michigan State, unranked home favorite versus ranked opponent. Let me ask you guys, of all the betting systems you hear me talk about across all the different sports, is there any betting system better than an unranked home favorite versus ranked opponent in college basketball? I tell you what, it's about as good as it gets. Another notch in the belt there with Sparty coming through. We got Maryland, which is another great hit there. We got Santa Clara late night. That was late night sweat that we cashed to give us a profitable night. So we continue to grind. Four straight winning days. And if you go back to last week, nine straight winning days. Let's see if we can make it 2 weeks in a row in the green every single day. So we got a lot to get to today. I have another five pack for you. So we don't have as many bets as the last couple days. Only got five, trying to be a little disciplined. NHL is in timeout. There's only two bets, two games tonight. Neither of them really fit my model. So I'm passing on NHL, but I do have a five pack, including three college basketball games. A couple of really sharp numbers here. I think we can get down on the money line. And then I got two in the NBA, looking to sweat a couple totals here. And then of course we'll finish up with the NFL with two bets for this weekend. But a lot going on. Again, see if we can keep up with our winning ways. It's been a great couple weeks here in particular. And we'll see if we can finish up strong on a Fade the Public Friday. Now, a couple other things to address before we dive into all of our sweats. Number one, I have a great update to you. If you are like me and you live in the great state of Massachusetts, I was born and raised in Western Mass. Went up to the University of Vermont for college. Moved to Boston when I was 21, and I've been here ever since. But some great updates here today, including an official launch date. We knew legalized betting would start up in person for betting at the Encore or Plain Ridge Park Casino or BetMGM or the MGM Springfield. We knew it was going to happen Tuesday, January 31st. We got an actual time, 10 a.m. Eastern time on January 31st, Tuesday. That's when we can officially place our bets here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So I don't know. I got to work that day. That's usually when I'm getting a little sleep after morning bets pod and then power nap and then getting right back at it for the Market Insights pod. But 10 a.m., that's when it starts here in Massachusetts, the beginning of something great. I cannot wait for that. Also found out yesterday, the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, they reviewed all of the people, all of the different sports books who applied for a license, and they've given out 11 licenses. Now, this is absolutely fantastic because as a sports bettor, you always want to shop around for the best odds. And there are some states where, you know, there's only a few books available. Some states have even more than that. But 11 skins, 11 books to choose from, that is fantastic. So you're going to have your DraftKings, your FanDuel, your MGM, your Barstool app. I mean, you're going to have all of them here. So that's just great news that we will have a huge selection of books to choose from starting when mobile betting. So in-person retail, that's going to kick off Tuesday, January 31st at 10 a.m. But betting online, which is really the money maker. I love going to the book, sweating games. Me and my boys are already talking about going to the Encore for get together here to sweat some games in person. I love being at the book, you know, feeling the vibe, the excitement, the energy, walking up to the window, placing my bet, holding my ticket in my hand and hopefully cashing there at the end. But really, mobile betting, that's where all the money is. If you look at all these states that report their action, 90% of the handle is through mobile betting. And of course, you know, going to the book, if you're lucky enough to maybe, I don't know, you're retired or you have a lot of spare time you can go, that's great. But to me, it's more of a, you know, kind of a special thing. 90% of the bets are placed online on your computer or on your app or mobile app or your phone, your iPad, whatever it may be. So that's going to be great to shop around in mobile betting. That kicks off, they're saying, right before March Madness, early March. So cannot wait for that. So great update here. 10 a.m. Tuesday, January 31st, Mass goes legal. Live in person, and then of course 11 books to choose from, which is great, so you can shop for the best line, find that extra hook, that better juice price, that better number here on the total beginning in early March. So the other thing I wanted to mention, now again, I'm not here to get into a Twitter beef. I have to address this though a little bit because I had my Twitter blow up yesterday because I had a million people tag me and reference a thread by someone else who basically completely didn't believe and just completely trashed everything that I believe in sports betting. So this person had a long thread that got a lot of engagements, a lot of likes, a lot of retweets, and it was basically saying that percentages are meaningless, reverse line movement is meaningless, going contrarian is meaningless, and what else? That pretty much everything I talk about is meaningless, is complete BS, and is just irrelevant. And is completely a sham here. It's a tout. It's a sham. It's all fake. It's not real. And this person got a lot of tweets, got a lot of likes. I, of course, have been down this road before, arguing with what I like to call the Flat Earth Society, the people who always tell me that percentages don't mean anything, reverse line movement isn't real, and you're never going to win by betting that way. Well, let me give you a perfect example. Last night, to the Flat Earth crew, how do you explain the Maryland Terrapins, contrarian home favorite? Low bets, higher dollars, 43% bets, 56% money, sharp line freeze, stayed at 3 despite public betting on Michigan. You're going to tell me that percentages, contrarian, sharp action, bet splits don't matter? The one that I love the most is, the bet splits are fake, they're not real, because why would the books ever put out that information? Well, they put out that information because it's a very, it's a cheap and free, easy way to promote your book, to get some free advertising. That's why they do it. And the people who tell me that it's all BS, and what I love the most is DraftKings is a square book. The percentages are meaningless. No, if they're a square book like you say that caters to public bettors, then their percentages should be even more meaningful because they are getting a majority of their bets from casual bettors. So if they're showing, you know, 70% of bets on one side, that's really pure public action to go against. So I can give you a million examples of all the sharp data-driven contrarian plays that have cashed. Obviously, at this point, guys, if this happened on Twitter, I would say, I don't know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Again, I would get into a beef, a back and forth. I'd give you a million examples to try to prove my point. But guess what? I've learned that you're never going to change people's minds. You're never going to change the minds of people who don't believe in data-driven betting. But here's what I would ask you. If you listen to this podcast, you don't need me to convince you that betting percentages are real and meaningful and going contrarian is meaningful and looking at betting systems, splits, percentages, data. You don't need me to tell you that. Again, the proof is in the pudding. Have we not proven over the course of the long haul in the Market Insights pod that this style of betting is successful. Again, are you going to become a millionaire? No. Newsflash here, sports betting is very difficult. But for people to completely disregard, and not just disregard, like if you tell me that percentages, contrarian, sharp action, bet splits, you know, maybe they're overblown. Maybe they're not as important as some people believe. Maybe it's a little bit of a gray area here, how to interpret them. That's fine with me. I totally get that. But when you make it so black and white that really you're belittling people, you're telling people that their style of betting is meaningless, is wrong, you're stupid. That's the other thing here. Like, it's not just that you disagree with it. We can disagree and agree. That's fine with me. I totally get that. You can form your own opinion here. But to totally trash a data-driven approach to sports betting, to me, it's just ridiculous. It's uncalled for. Why are you belittling people for their style of betting when, as we've proven on the pod, I don't know how many times I have to prove it, you know, what are we at? 9 straight winning days? And again, that could be a hot streak. Anyone could get hot. But I hope that if you've been listening to the Market Insights pod, what are we on? Episode 748? I think that you've realized over the long haul that this is a successful way of approaching sports betting. Now, here's the other thing. I would tell you guys if it was all meaningless. Why I've built my whole career on being a data-driven contrarian bettor who looks at what the market is doing. Again, I say this from the start. I'm not a professional bettor. I am not a pro handicapper. I don't set my own numbers. This isn't my only job here where whether I'm going to eat tonight or not is dependent upon whether I win my bets. No, I completely say that out front, that I am not a pro bettor. But to belittle the style, to belittle the data, to say it's not meaningful. The other thing is the data is meaningful because the sports books are licensed. And if they were to put out incorrect data, I love it when people say the numbers are wrong. No, if they were to put out wrong data, they would get fined. They could have their licenses revoked. They are basically being watched like a hawk with the data that they put out. And if they're ever questioned, they have to show and prove, obviously, that their data is real. So whole point being, again, I've built my career on this. I take it personally. I'm not going to get into a Twitter beef. And again, I love it when people tag me like they're just trying to like start a fight. It's like when you're up you're up at recess and someone taps you on the shoulder and said, hey, this person called you stupid, called you ugly. Oh, what, do you just want to start a fight? Again, I am not in the business of battling people who don't believe in data. Again, their minds are made up. I can give you the example of Maryland. I can give you a million other examples. All the betting systems in the NFL going contrarian. Again, to me, the proof is in the pudding. If you look at like Coke and Pepsi, and someone from Pepsi says Coke is terrible, it's fake, it's wrong. No, you get to decide which one you like. You get to decide how you want to approach betting. So again, if betting from a data-driven contrarian perspective was unsuccessful, didn't work, was wrong, was fake, was BS, I think I wouldn't have gotten this far in my career touting something that's wrong or fake or isn't real. So whole point being, I'm not going to get into a Twitter beef, but I've had so many people talk to me and say, are you going to address the thread? Are you going to talk about the thread? I have to address it just because I feel like if it goes unaddressed, then there's kind of this like Twitter kind of bias that a lot of new bettors will just completely disregard that and really kind of make up their minds without having information on how important it is. I also think I've talked about this before. I just think there's a group of people who just refuse to accept that there's another way to bet on sports. And again, the people who trash data and information and bet splits and percentages and line movement and RLM is false, isn't real. Those people to me refuse to accept that there's another way to bet. They just cannot fathom it. Therefore, they have to trash it. To me, it's kind of being insecure about your own betting style. Are you threatened by data-driven contrarian betting? Like if it's so terrible, then let the people lose if that's the losing way to bet. Like, why do you feel the need to trash something? To me, it's because you're threatened by it. And I think there's also a lot of arrogance involved, a lot of ego involved. And I got to tread lightly here. I'm not going to, you know, name names or anything like this. But to me, the people who trash data-driven betting, a lot of them are quote unquote professional bettors who I just think, again, refuse to accept that there's another way to bet. They look down upon people that take this style of betting approach. But yet, I don't really see them trying to help new bettors win. I don't really see them providing me any insights. They're just saying, oh, here's my number. How'd you get that number? Oh, I can't tell you. It's proprietary. Like, how is that helping anyone? To me, a data-driven approach, the proof is in the pudding. Again, this is episode 748. We've had 9 straight winning days. I'm not going to go back and forth. You can keep tagging me on the thread, but I'm not going to engage. I'm not going to engage with the trolls. But I just think if you're listening to this pod, have I not proven over the long haul, especially over the last couple weeks, that this is a way to bet on sports and succeed and be a winning bettor? I hope that That is already obvious at this point. So, again, I don't think we're going to change the minds of people who disagree, but I just think it has to be at least addressed, because to me, if you don't address it, then kind of the, you know, what do they say? A lie goes halfway around the world before the truth can put its pants on, whatever that, maybe that, I think it's kind of like that. But the whole point being, it's got to at least be addressed. But am I going to go back and forth and have a Twitter beef and then have a big, big, massive Twitter back and forth fight? No, it's meaningless. I'm not going to change the minds of the people who disregard it. But that's fine. Again, I don't go to pros and say, show me your handicap. Show me how you come up with your power rankings. Oh, that's wrong. No. You can bet however you want. That's the other thing that annoys me is, like, I don't trash the pros. Why do they trash, you know, the data-driven style of betting? That's just really frustrating to me. But again, I'm confident in the model. I'm confident in the system. I'm comfortable with who I am and the way I approach betting. Obviously, the pros feel incredibly threatened by data-driven contrarian betting, so they feel the need to trash it in every way that they can. But again, all we can do, guys, is keep winning, keep posting winners, and they can do it and say what they want. But as the great philosopher Kanye West likes to say, if they hate, then let them hate and let the money pile up. That's my rebuttal there. Drop the mic. Boom. But again, I had to address that. Again, my Twitter's been blowing up, but again, you can decide for yourself. You don't need me to tell you that RLM is real. You can just watch it win, again, and really make up your own mind here. So had to talk about it, had to address it. Hopefully that is my explanation here. And again, I think there's just a vendetta against data-driven betting, but that's fine. What did Gandhi say? First they laugh at you, then they hate you, and then they agree with you. I forgot what it was, basically. But in a way, the more that the pros get mad at data-driven betting, the more data-driven betting proves its point that it's successful. So anyway, had to mention on a Friday, I'm fired up. I have to defend my baby, my approach to betting, because again, if it was wrong and it didn't work, it would be proven by now. But obviously we post winners each night using this philosophy. So again, take that for data. How about that? As who is it? Fizdale, the coach of the Knicks, who said that, and then he got fired. That's not good, but take that for data. That's my rebuttal. Boom, mic drop. Anyway, guys, we're going to take a very short break. That went on a little bit longer than I wanted, but I had to talk about it. It's Friday, and I only have 5 bets here and a couple bets for this weekend. So I wanted to start off mentioning that. But don't go anywhere. Going to take a short break. When we get back, it's time to get down in our sweats. Forget about the haters. Let the haters hate. Let the trolls troll. We're going to do what we do because we know it works, and I got 5 bets for you. 3 in college basketball tonight, 2 in the NBA, as well as 2 bets officially for this weekend in the divisional round. So don't go anywhere. Going to finish up strong on episode 748 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with and win from a data-driven approach to betting, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of just $9.99. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits to let you know where the money and the bets are moving on every game, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides for the biggest games of the season, where our experts break down brackets, best bets, and all the big game props. So don't miss out on this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for only $9.99 so you can become a part of the Sports Betting Network. That's VSIN/subscribe. All right, everyone, we are back at it, episode 748. Again, I need a glass of water. I'm all fired up here. And again, that's hopefully a rant that I know I'm going to have to continue to make in perpetuity. But again, the Flat Earth crew, let them do what they want to do. Let them hate. We're going to do what we do, and we're going to win bets. So again, proof is in the pudding there. Hashtag scoreboard. Last night, 5-3 plus 0.43 units. Our fourth straight winning day this week. Our ninth straight winning day on the podcast last week into this week. So again, tell me data don't matter. Ha ha ha. I think it does. And I think it's important. But again, don't let me get on my soapbox again. You can just rewind what I said before the break and take that for what it's worth. But anyway, guys, now let's get to our wheelhouse. Enough of the trolls, enough of the haters. Let's talk about some plays here for tonight. So, starting off with some college basketball. After a great night last night in hoops, let's go to the college hoop slate for tonight. So, this is kind of a late evolving play for me. It wasn't really on my radar going into this morning on morning bets, but over the course of the early afternoon, a lot of sharp money here is coming in on Richmond, baby. I'm on Richmond on the money line. Richmond is at home against VCU. Richmond is now around minus 120, minus 125 on the money line. And I'll tell you why it's a late evolving play, because this game opened VCU minus one. At one point, it got up even to VCU minus 1.5. And I'm like, okay, public play, line's going to VCU. Maybe there's a little bit of buy low value on Richmond, but it didn't have the element of sharp action that I was looking for. So it was kind of like, okay, move on. Let's go to the other games that we like. But no, we've had a big, big dog to fave line move in favor of Richmond over the course of early afternoon here, late morning, early afternoon. So Richmond at one point was getting +1.5, +2. Now it's flipped to Richmond -1.5. So that is a really big dog to fave line move. It's a contrarian spot here to back Richmond. That's why I love it even more. Richmond is only getting 45% of bets, but 65% of the money. That's a really good +20% low bets, higher dollar bet discrepancy. Also, KenPom has Richmond winning this game by 2 points. So I guess it was a KenPom sound the alarm when they were getting some points here, but just goes to show that Mr. Analytics does like Richmond to win this game. So again, you're laying a 1.5 right now. You win by one, you lose your bet. You guys know me. It's a money line play. I'll pay the minus 125. So we have a contrarian spot Richmond, a dog to fave line move, a low bets, higher dollars. Also, Richmond 9-1 at home. They've been a really good home team so far this season, and VCU is only 2-3 on the road. They've struggled here on the road. So obviously home road, you hear me say it all the time, pros, it's not really a big thing. They've been there, done that. They're adults, they're professionals. Kids going into hostile environments, 18, 19 years old, you can really get rattled there once the home crowd gets on you. So that's something I do put stock into, home road. And Richmond, 9-1 at home, VCU just 2-3 on the road. But make it very simple. A contrarian, low bets, higher dollars, dog to fave line move. Let's go, Spiders. I'm on Richmond, minus 125. Next bet for me, I'm going with the Johnny Boys, the Red Storm. Give me St. John's, baby. Not a huge line move here. You know, St. John's opened at home against Villanova around a -3.5 point home favorite. We saw them get bet up to as high as -4.5. There was a little buyback on Villanova, +4.5, bring it back down to 4. But I'm going to stick with my original bet here. This would match a pretty good system, which is kind of the one we've been leaning on. It would also match here with Richmond. I forgot to mention that. But a conference short home favorite with a line move in their favor. So it's a conference game. You're a short favorite of -5 or less. And you see the line move in your direction at least a half point. 63-47 against the spread, 57%. 9% ROI. So that's been a really good spot here and something that we've been banking on. So that would match here with the Johnny Boys. KenPom has St. John's winning by 6 points. So again, if we're getting them at -4, and I'm going money line here. So again, it's a little bit high for me. I got the money line at -170, but I'm not going to mess around. Again, winning by 1, 2, 3 and losing my bet if I'm laying a 4 or pushing on a 4. So it's a money line play at -170, but he does KenPom does have St. John's ranked much higher, 61 in the country versus 76. Also, you know, Nova, you're like, man, like, what's up with them? Like, this is typically a really great team. They've won a bunch of titles here last decade or so. I think it's a different Nova team this year. They're 9-10. They've struggled. They just snapped a three-game losing skid. They beat Georgetown, but they only beat them by four. They are favored by 13.5. Meanwhile, St. John's just had an epic win here over UConn. They were a 14.5 point dog. They won outright by 11 points. So I'm going to ride the red wave here, the red storm. Again, home road, Nova is just 2-5 on the road. They've really struggled. And at home, St. John's 9-2 at home. And by the way, guess where my fiance went to undergrad? St. John's, baby. She was a Red Storm fan here. So this one's for the love of my life, Elise. Let's go, Johnny boys. But again, 9-2 at home. Nova just 2-5 on the road. Also, a lot of data here or analytics in terms of stats that favor St. John's. They have the much better offense, averaging almost 80 points a game, only around 70 points a game for Nova. Better field goal shooting team, 47% versus 44%. Big edge in rebounding, so big advantage on the boards. 40 rebounds a game versus just 31 for Nova. And also they share the ball. They move the ball. 15 assists a game, only around 11 assists for Villanova. So it's not a huge line move, 3.5 up to 4. Again, it got up to 4.5, came back down a bit. But I got a good system match on these short home conference favorites with a line move. I got a good KenPom edge here. This is a money line play for me. Give me the Johnny boys. I got them at minus 170. Last play of the night to finish up our tripod here. Hopefully we get a hat trick here in college basketball. But last one for me, going to stay up late. It's a Friday night. The fiance is actually going to see Hamilton in Boston in the city tonight with all her girlfriends. Your boy didn't get an invite, but that's okay because I'm excited to sweat my bets here tonight and probably go get some terrible fast food that my fiance never allows me to get. So watch out McDonald's or BK tonight. We're getting after it and we're sweating our games. Me and Meadow are getting after it. But anyway, late night, put on a pot of coffee. New Mexico, baby. 11 p.m. Give me the Lobos on the money line. I got them at minus 150. New Mexico is at home against Boise State. New Mexico opened as low as a -1.5 or -2 home favorite. We've seen now New Mexico get steamed up to -2.5, now -3. So pretty good consistent line movement in favor of New Mexico. This would also match that system that we just hit on, which matches with both Richmond and St. John's, but that short home conference favorite with a line move in their favor. Also, you look at KenPom. He only has New Mexico winning by 1 point. So again, that's another reason why I'm going to go money line and just say hashtag win the damn game. But you look at New Mexico, they're 12-1 at home. They've been great at home. I'm going to still continue to hammer this home versus road angle and lean on these home teams, especially they have a good sharp move in their favor with a KenPom edge. But similar to kind of the Johnny Boys advantage over Villanova, same kind of advantage for New Mexico over Boise. Much better offense, 82 points a game versus 73 for Boise. Better field goal shooting team, 49% versus 45%. Slightly better rebounding, 40 versus 38, but sharing the ball as well, 15 assists versus 12 assists for Boise State. So late night sweat. We have not a huge KenPom edge, but he does have New Mexico winning the game. But it's really that line move. It's great at home. Much better offense here. Really good system match. I'm going New Mexico. Let's go New Mexico on the money line, minus 150. So our three bets here in college, see if we can get two or more. Richmond, minus 125 on the money line. St. John's, minus 170 on the money line. And New Mexico, minus 150 on the money line. Now over to a little bit of NBA. Got a nice NBA winner last night with our non-conference over Nets and Suns. Got a little dicey there, and then we got it, and then it actually ended up sailing over. But first bet for me, you know I'm going back to our non-conference over system match. Give me the Pelicans and the Magic. If you listen to this one on Morning Bets, you got a 228. Now it's over 228.5. So another reason why you should always wake up early and listen to the Morning Bets pod. But a couple reasons why I like this one. Pelicans, Magic, over. Right off the bat, good sharp line movement to the over. This total opened at 226, got bet up to 228 this morning. Now I see it up to 228.5. So right off the bat, line movement to the over. Also, big system match play. Non-conference overs, 151 and 116, 57% this year. For those keeping track at home, if you had bet $100 on every non-conference over, you're up almost $2,200. Also, if you look at a non-conference over in which the home team made the playoffs last year, that is 62-31, 67%. They missed the playoffs, I should say. Missed the playoffs last year, the home team. So you don't really, maybe you continue to score, but you don't have very good defense. That is 67% this year, 62-31, almost 26 units won. Also, a non-conference over in which the team at home is an Eastern Conference team, 64%. We have a non-conference over sweet spot So if you are a total between 220 and 230, take the over. If the road team made the playoffs, 53 and 23, 70% this year. And then just in general, an over that rises. If you see a total go up in a non-division game, at least a point, it's between 220 and 230. The over is 58%. So a lot of system matches there to that Pelicans Magic over. You also have pretty good pace. New Orleans is number 12. Orlando is number 15. So get up and down the court, score a lot. We have a short spread. So Pelicans are only favored by two. So it's hopefully a tight game back and forth. Maybe you get overtime. Hopefully we won't need it. But whatever it takes to cash this over, that's what we'll be rooting for. Also, offensive efficiency. New Orleans is number 11. Orlando is just number 20 defensive efficiency. So score a lot, give up a lot. Good, sounds good to me for an over. Orlando is 23 and 21 to the over, but they are 13 and 9 to the over at home. And New Orleans is 26 and 19 to the over. They're 15 and 7 to the over on the road. Also, New Orleans, 4 and 2 to the over their last six. They're 7 and 3 to the over their last 10 on the road. Orlando is 5 and 1 to the over their last six at home. And the over is 5 and 1 the last six head-to-head between these teams. So checking off quite a few boxes here to sweat this over. Also, both teams should be rested. Pelicans played the 18th of January a couple days ago, but actually the Magic haven't played since the 15th. So they're rested and ready to go. Hopefully you got your legs. Going to get up and down the court. You're gonna swish your shots, not front rim them with your tired legs. So that's another angle here along with that short spread to check off the box to sweat an over. So give me the over. Pelicans Magic over. Could have gotten a 228 on the morning bets pod. Now it's over 228 and a half. Next bet for me, I got to take a non-conference buy low over system match. This reminds me quite a bit of the Nets Suns from yesterday. Remember that was like 225 down to, I think didn't we get a 220 and a half on that one? They actually ticked up 221 and a half. So got a good number buying low last night. Hopefully a little bit more of the same here. Give me the Warriors Cavaliers over 219 and a half. Now, again, this is right off the bat, a non-conference over system match. Non-conference overs, as we talked about, 57%. If the East team is at home, it's 64%. But it's really the buy low combination of a buy low over system match and the non-conference over system match. This total actually opened as high as 227, 228. Now it's down to 219 and a half. Now, why did it fall so much? Because the Warriors are resting a lot of guys. You're not going to see Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins. All these guys are out. So you're not going to have your big guns here. But now that we're getting a super low buy low opportunity, I think that the scrubs here can hopefully score some points and buy low and take this over. So it's a buy low over system match. I do have a system here where if you buy low on a non-conference over where the total falls at least 2 points, buy low, take the over. It's 49 and 37 this year, 57%. So been pretty good there just in general. You also look at what else do I have here? Resting the starters, got that, non-conference over. So yeah, that's pretty much the angle. Totals falling a ton. Let's buy low, get the over, and it happens to be a non-conference over system match. So rooting for some points in this one. By the way, I don't know how much this applies because you're resting a lot of starters, but Golden State is 17-5-1 to the over. So they've been a really good over team in general. And you do have 3-2 to the over Cavs, their last five, and Golden State is 4-1 to the over, their last five as well. So let's see if we can get an overplay here. Cavs are 10-5 to the over their last 15. But again, non-conference, buy low, system match. Give me Warriors-Cavs over 219.5, along with the Magic non-conference over 228.5. So that about does it for our five-pack here. But of course, we got the big boy coming up. Today's just the appetizer. The big one, obviously, or the big four here, NFL divisional round weekend. So cannot wait to sweat these games. Here are my two bets. I told them to you yesterday. If you haven't bet it yet, you're getting a little bit better here of a number on Jacksonville. There was some buyback on Kansas City. They got all the way down to -8.5. They're up to 9 here. So again, I'm just sticking with my 8.5. I am kind of stubbornly kind of a dance with the one who brung you type guy. But now if you haven't bet it yet, I'm taking Jags +9. I have a lot of system matches on the Jags. They're contrarian. They're only getting about 42%. We have a reverse line move. Some books open 9.5 down to 9, even touched 8.5. So all liability here has been toward the Jags. Playoff dogs, as you know, 4-2 ATS, 67%. This postseason, they're 62% the last 5 years. Doug Peterson as a dog in the playoffs, 6-0 ATS. You also look at betting against a team who's coming off a bye in the divisional round. That's 62% actually. Playoff favorite versus a team. Actually, that's another one. But the angle here, it's around 60% betting against the team off a bye. Typically, they win this game, but they don't always cover. And in particular, Patrick Mahomes, as a favorite of 7 or more the last 3 years, just 11-18 against the spread, 38%. You also have a playoff dog who missed the postseason previous year by low, 4-1 ATS this year, 33-16 ATS, 67% the last 5 years. So I'm going to the Jags. Give me the +9 now. If you got an 8.5, I'm sticking with the 8.5. But I'm thinking Jags can keep this thing close. So I don't know if they win. I'm not bold enough to go money line here. On the money line, they're what? Minus, or they're +400, +500. But I will take the points here. Give me the +9. Let's see if we can get a dog to bark, a contrarian dog. So I'm on Jags +9. I'm also on the Dallas Cowboys. Very similar here. You did see some buyback on San Francisco. This one was San Fran -4.5 or 4. Got down to 3.5. You're now back up to 4. But it doesn't change the fact that the Cowboys are really contrarian. They're only getting around 35% of bets. This would match as a playoff dog with a line move in their favor. 17-7 against the spread, 71%. Road dogs, 61% ATS last 5 years. I also think Dallas, you know, their defense, maybe they make Purdy look not as Purdy, pun intended there. But again, really good pass rush. Does Purdy start to look like a pumpkin here? We shall see. But I like this angle here to take the points. So I'm taking this contrarian dog. I'm on Dallas +4. Again, I already bet at 3.5. So I don't love that it went up, but now you're getting a 4. I'll take the 4 here. So Jags +9. Cowboys +4. Those are my two contrarian dogs with some good sharp action and good system matches. I am not betting the Giants-Philly game. Again, I think the one thing I'm not going to do is bet the G-men. It seems obvious, take the points, but both Cincinnati and the Giants are really trendy dogs, getting upwards of 70-75% of bets. So no way in hell am I taking a trendy dog and a heavily bet, super heavily bet, wildcard week or divisional round playoff game here. Philly is interesting because they open -7, they're up to 7.5, and I at least see a couple shops that are juiced up -7.5 toward Philly. Like, it may go to 8. So again, this is like the ultimate pro versus Joe, where all your drunk people at the bar saying take Daniel Jones and the points. But no, sharps seem to be going Philly here as a fade the trendy dog. Now, I could be intrigued by Philly, tease them down, -7.5 down to -1.5. You go through 7, you go through 3. That could be worth a look. And then also Cincy Buffalo. This one is the most fascinating game of the weekend. I tweeted it yesterday. You might have heard me say it on the pod yesterday, but talk about pro versus Joe. Like, it's like a good pro versus Joe Giants-Philly, but an insane pro versus Joe on Cincy Buffalo. Everybody and their mother is on the Bengals, getting like 70% of bets. Yet Buffalo is getting like 70% of the money, and the line's going to the Bills. Bills open -3.5. They're up to -5.5. I think if you get to 6, you're probably going to get buyback on Cincy. But my angle there is I'm not betting the game. Again, there's no way I am going to take Cincinnati because they're trendy and they have offensive line issues. But I'm also not really going to lay a 5.5 with Buffalo because pros really hit them at -3.5, -4, -4.5. So I'm kind of getting the worst of it there. Now, if they get up to 6, you tease them down to a pick 'em. I mean, that could be worth a look there. I'm kind of intrigued by that under, if you can find the hook on the under 49.5. I saw an update here with the weather. It could be snowy, 30 degrees, 5 to 10 mile per hour winds, and both these teams are pretty good under teams. 10-7 to the under Buffalo and 9-7-1 to the under Cincinnati. And again, Cincinnati with offensive line issues. You saw it in that divisional game there with the Baltimore Ravens. The line did go over the last two games they played, but you're kind of in a 24-17, 27-16. Again, you have seen Buffalo go to the over 4-0 their last four. But either way, this is a play for me where I maybe lean under. And I'm definitely not betting Cincy. I'm definitely not betting Giants. You know I love the dogs, but I love the gross ones. I do not like the trendy dogs. Those are the ones I typically like to bet against. So it's a great time to bet dogs. Proved it last weekend with Wild Card Weekend. Been proving it here for the last 5-10 years or so. I got two dogs for you. Jags +9 and the Dallas Cowboys +4. That about does it for today's Fade the Public Friday edition, episode 748 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast. Reminder, if you enjoy the pod, if you do, and again, here's the thing. You don't need to believe in data-driven betting, but it's real. You don't have to believe in gravity, but it's real. You don't have to believe that the earth is round, but it's real. It's not flat. But if you know and appreciate and the approach to it, and here's the other thing. Here's why I love you guys. When that Twitter beef was going on and people were like tweeting me like, what do you think about this? And I'm like, well, you probably know what I think about it, but I'm not going to engage in this huge back and forth. But a lot of people did tweet me and said how they've succeeded since listening to the pod and how going contrarian and looking at data has really helped them to turn a profit and make smarter bets. And people were showing me their bet splits of when they first started listening to the pod to now. So that's all the proof you need to know that data-driven betting is real. It's spectacular. It's meaningful. Again, don't go to the extreme of saying every data-driven bet is going to win, or, you know, it's a guarantee or a lock. No. But again, we're trying to win 53% or more of our bets, and data-driven betting allows us to do that. So I do appreciate you guys reaching out and saying how much you do love and respect data-driven betting. So that made me feel good. But again, if you enjoy the pod, it's helped you cash bets. If you appreciate the data, if you like to go contrarian, it's helped you turn a profit here. If you're a flat bettor, you're not parlaying. If any of that is true and you become a better bettor because of the Market Insights pod or the Morning Bets pod or the sharp reports that I write or the approach to betting that we talk about on the pod, if any of that's the case, then let me ask you a question. You want to make my day? You want to show that you believe? And again, it's not about believing or not, because it's real or not. You don't have to believe. It's just real. But you, how should I say, appreciate the data-driven approach to sports betting, then show that you appreciate it by going to Amazon.com, typing in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, pick up a copy for you or for a friend, buy a copy for the Flat Earthers. That would probably really make them happy. But anyway, it's got everything I've learned in the industry, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to go contrarian, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, all included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So if you want to support the team, you want to let me know you appreciate the data-driven approach, it's helped you win, buy my book. It's only $20. We've had 9 straight winning days. I think you got $20 there to support the team or give it to a buddy of yours who maybe doesn't believe in data-driven betting. But anyway, guys, it would mean a lot if you already bought one. Thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods, or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, I told you guys before, we have the date now, Tuesday, January 31st at 10 a.m., I don't know if I'll be there because I gotta work. So we gotta pay the bills around here. But that's when we will officially be legal in Massachusetts in person. So cannot wait for that. I will see you at the Encore out in New York, breaking Halen records every day. And I know my in-laws in New York cannot wait to sweat the Buffalo Bills. So good luck to the Bills. And if you're listening, Bernie and Ed, they look pretty sharp. That looks like an epic sharp play on Buffalo. Or out in the desert where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walter sends his number runners where the lowest juice possible is found at the South Point. Or sweating sharp contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew, getting a victory burger at the end of the night, hanging by the Mandalay Bay or Superbook, my other two favorite books when I get to go to Vegas a couple times a year. Wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me. We're both going to smile at each other because we know the truth about data-driven betting. Let the haters hate. That's fine. That's their job. It's their job to hate. But we know the truth, so flash me some winners from last night. Show me a Washington Capitals ticket. Show me a Maryland Terrapins ticket. Show me a, again, a little bit higher dollars, line freeze Maryland ticket. Show me a late Santa Clara ticket. Show me a Phoenix over in the NBA. But most of all, is there any better system match than an unranked home favorites ranked opponent? That is about as good as it gets. Show me a Sparty system play there that cashed bigly for us last night. And guess what? First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book. Sweat sharp contrarian plays all night long. So I wish you the best of luck, everyone. Have a fantastic weekend. Have a great Fade the Public Friday. My parting words, as always, stay sharp. Stay contrarian. Bet against the public. Place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. But guess what? We are playing a long game here. And over the long haul, again, anything can happen in a one-off, but you make 1,000 bets. Again, the sharp plays are going to win the majority of the time, around 55%. So if we can do our part, find games that fit our sweet spot against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value. If we can do that, we're going to be successful in 2023 and moving forward here. So enjoy the sweats. Have a great weekend. Good luck. Let's go Jags and Niners, and let's go Jags and Cowboys. Cover those numbers. But seriously, guys, thank you all for your tweets. I didn't go into today, having to defend to the death the contrarian data-driven style of betting. But you guys know I'll never, ever, ever let the slandering publicly stand. It has to be addressed because, again, poor people who take that for gospel can really be forfeiting quite a bit of value here. So anyway, guys, enjoy your weekend. Good luck. Cash some tickets, as the wise man at VSiN likes to say, Brent Musburger. That's what it's all about. But have a great weekend. Good luck. Have a great Friday. And do not forget to tip your ticket writer. Take care, everyone. I'll see you back on Monday. And by the way, the sweat on DraftKings, it'll be going what is it? Man, I'm all flustered here. 11 a.m. on Sunday. We'll be breaking down the Sunday games here for the wild card, for the divisional round weekend. So I'll catch you there. You can find it on Twitter at Josh_insights. But good luck. Enjoy the weekend. And I'll see you back on Monday. Take care, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.